Tired of being baffled by healthcare policy? McGuire Woods Consulting presents Complications, Health Policy Unraveled, your solution to the policy puzzle. With our host, Stephanie Kennan, discover the ins and outs of healthcare policy and gain insights crucial for providers and investors. Let's simplify the complex together.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Kennan of McGuire Woods Consulting, and this is Complications, Health Policy Unraveled. Today, we're going to discuss the Congressional Review Act. The Biden administration is rushing to get out a number of healthcare rules before the Congressional Review Act timeline kicks in. This means that rules that could potentially be overturned by Congress because of the CRA's look-back provision are rules dealing with nursing home staffing, a ban on menthol cigarettes, and limits on the disclosure of information concerning reproductive care. Other effort might include those to reduce discrimination against or increase access to care for low-income and underserved populations. The deadline for issuing regulations that won't be subject to the CRA's look-back provision isn't clear because of Congress's ever-shifting schedule, but the general consensus is that the deadline is sometime from mid-May to Memorial Day. What is the CRA and why was it passed? The Congressional Review Act is a tool by which Congress can overturn certain federal agencies. The CRA was enacted as part of the Small Business Regulatory Enforcement Fairness Act in 1996. It was designed to prevent what was called midnight rulemaking late in an administration's term, or as it was literally leaving office. The CRA requires agencies to report the issuance of rules to Congress and provides Congress with special procedures in the form of a joint resolution of disapproval under which to consider legislation to overturn rules. If a CRA joint resolution of disapproval is approved by both houses of Congress and signed by the president, or if Congress overrides the presidential veto, the rule at issue cannot go into effect or continue to be in effect. The CRA has been used to overturn a total of 20 rules since it was enacted. In 2017, when Republicans swept the House and Senate and the presidency, the CRA was used to strike 16 Obama administration rules, including an HHS regulation on Title X family planning grants. The CRA applies to final rules, including major rules, non-major rules, and interim final rules. Additionally, the definition is sufficiently broad that it may include agency actions that are not subject to traditional notice and comment rulemaking, such as guidance documents and policy memoranda. The FDA uses guidance documents frequently. The CRA does not apply to presidential actions or to non-rule agency actions, such as orders. The CRA requires agencies to submit their rules to both houses of Congress and the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, before they may take effect. The CRA does not specify when an agency must submit a rule. However, in practice, agencies usually submit rules around the time they're published. Notice of each chamber's receipt of a rule submitted in the CRA is published in the Executive Communications section of the Congressional Record, and the Congress.gov website hosts a database of these executive communications that can be electronically searched. The GAO also maintains its own website of rules it has received under the CRA. If an agency has failed to submit a covered action to Congress, it is generally because the agency has not considered the action to be a rule under the CRA's definition. Members of Congress have at times asked the GAO for a formal opinion as to whether an unsubmitted action satisfies the CRA definition of a rule, and the GAO has issued dozens of opinions of this type at the request of members, and they're available on the GAO website. Members sometimes have used these GAO opinions to trigger the CRA's special procedures, even if the agency never submitted the rule to Congress, and even though the CRA states that a joint resolution of disapproval can be introduced only after Congress receives a rule. The Senate has developed a practice in which the publication in the Congressional Record of a GAO opinion classifying an agency action as a rule can trigger the CRA's procedures for a joint resolution of disapproval. The CRA actually stipulates what the text of the joint resolution of disapproval must say, and each resolution can be used only to invalidate one rule in its entirety. That means if you want to invalidate several rules, you have to have a joint resolution for each rule. A joint resolution of disapproval is introduced in the same manner as any other bill. However, the resolution must be introduced within a specific time period, during 60 days of continuous session beginning on the day Congress receives the rule. Days of continuous session periods count every calendar day, including weekends and holidays, and exclude only days that either chamber or both is gone for more than 3 days pursuant to an adjournment resolution. In the Senate, such a resolution cannot be filibustered if it meets certain criteria, and that criteria, the fast-track procedures, are that the Senate must act on a disapproval resolution during a 60-day period of Senate session, which begins on the date the rule has been submitted to Congress and published in the Federal Register. When introduced, a CRA disapproval resolution is referred to committee like any other legislation. A committee may choose to report the resolution, but it may not amend it. After the expiration of a 20 calendar day period beginning after the rule has been submitted to Congress and published in the Federal Register, a Senate committee can be discharged of their responsibility for any further consideration. The discharge occurs when a discharge petition is signed by at least 30 senators and is submitted on the floor. Any senator can make a non-debatable motion once the motion is on the floor to proceed to consideration. If called up, the resolution is subject to only 10 hours of debate before being voted upon. No amendments are permitted, and the vote is a simple majority vote. A resolution of disapproval does not have to be introduced in both chambers. If for some reason Congress adjourns before the CRA introduction or action period begins, the period reoccurs in their entirety in the next session of Congress, beginning in each chamber on the 15th day of the Senate session or the 15th day of a House legislative day. This look-back provision is intended to ensure that Congress will have the ability to have full periods contemplated by the Act to disapprove a rule, regardless of when it is received. And it is this look-back provision that is important as an administration reaches an election year, particularly if there is concern that the presidency may change party hands. And you can see from that lengthy explanation about days and session periods why it is hard to actually calculate when the deadline for the look-back provision kicks in. When a rule is disapproved, it is no longer in effect, and if the rule has not yet gone into effect, it never can go into effect. In addition, a rule subject to an enacted joint resolution of disapproval may not be reissued in substantially the same form, and a new rule that is substantially the same may not be issued unless the reissued or new rule is specifically authorized by a law enacted after the date of the joint resolution. The CRA does not define the phrase substantially the same, nor does it say who will make that determination. But there is no judicial review. A number of courts have examined the provision, and the majority view interpret the provision as prohibiting judicial review of any statutory question arising under the CRA. Thus, this administration is in a regulatory crunch as it grows closer to mid-May or Memorial Day. Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Complications, Health Policy Unraveled, presented by McGuire Woods Consulting. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the healthcare policy issues we discussed today. Follow us in your favorite podcast app and never miss a healthcare update by subscribing to host and JD Supra's number one healthcare author, Stephanie Kennan's Washington Healthcare Update at MWCLLC.com. And if you found this podcast valuable, please share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. We always appreciate your feedback. To continue the conversation, send us an email at healthpolicy@MWCLLC.com.